You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The New Zealand Educational Institute says the government's decision to replace the decile system with targeted funding is only shifting the deck chairs on the Titanic. Education Minister Nikki Kaye made the announcement yesterday, which will push funding towards at-risk children, beginning in 2019 or 2020. Reporter Max Smith spoke to NCEI President Linda Stewart, who says unless schools receive a huge funding boost, the removal of the decile system won't fix the problems facing the education sector.
We've been crying out for a funding jolt into education for some time now, and I think that's well understood. We asked for $1 billion injection into education before the budget, and we're disappointed when that didn't happen. We recognise that there were some areas that we did see a little bit of funding go into, but actually it's nowhere near enough. And so what we're talking about with the replacement of the decile system is really, really important. NZEI is not wedded to the decile system at all. We know that it has stigmatised some schools and it has overinflated the reputation of others. And that's not okay. We've got low decile schools across this country who are doing a brilliant job for the children in their schools. And I think that the public perception around the decile system actually needs to be questioned. So, yes, you know, happy if the decile system goes, but we need to ensure that what it is replaced with actually doesn't stigmatise in the same sort of way. And at the moment, the Minister has announced the move to risk indicators to be used to target funding to schools. And the word risk itself creates a negative connotation. So I think there's a lot of work to be done in ensuring that this is a positive move forward. I believe it can be. But it's actually about the work with the sector to ensure that this is done right. And it's also work that needs to happen with the public around the perceptions around our schools.
What is your concern with the word at risk? Because, I mean, I think the government is saying that they want most of the funding to go to the, you know, generally the poorer schools, the schools with kids that are in need right now, most of the funding that is available. Isn't that what they're trying to achieve?
I think they're trying to achieve, and time will tell around this. We just need to bear in mind that the decile funding for schools is only 3% of the total operational funding for schools. And so when we look at it from that perspective, then actually we need to also be looking at what funding is going in to support curriculum, staffing, resourcing, learning support, and all of the other aspects that make up what actually makes the difference for children and how we can really meet their needs. When you start to talk about targeting for risk, you actually start to fall into, and I note that just before you said the poorer schools, it's around the framing of this and what it really means. Is it really about ensuring that we make sure that every child's needs are met, or is it going to do exactly the same thing? And those are questions that we raised yesterday with the Minister and we will continue to raise as we move forward in trying to work with the Ministry in finding the right way to do this.
And you're concerned that they haven't outlined exactly how they're going to implement this plan as well?
Well, yes. I mean, it's light on detail at the moment. What we've got is a commitment from the Minister to work with us, which is very important. We've also got a commitment from the Minister that no school will lose out. and that many schools will gain extra funding. Now, what we'll be interested in is that may be the case for 2020 or 2021 and possibly 2019, but will that erode over time? Those are the sorts of questions that we're going to be asking, and we're going to be relentless around that as we move forward. Because what we want from this is the very, very best for our children. And we've stated that we're underfunded anyway, so we absolutely want to make sure that this is a positive way forward, not actually going to be something that in 27 years' time we look back on and say, as we've done with DSIL, we look back on and say, actually, that just stigmatised schools yet again.
That was NZEI President Linda Stewart talking about the government's decision to scrap the decile system in schools. This morning, MAC also spoke with Education Minister Nikki Kaye about NZEI's concerns.
Since we've been in government, we've increased vote education by about $500 million every year that we've been in office, from $8 billion to $11.6 billion. The second thing I'd say is that we have confirmed as part of this announcement that there will be more funding, so no school will lose. In fact, there'll be a number of schools that will significantly increase.
Right, and do we know how much funding this is going to be?
Well, because we are very focused on ensuring that we are collaborative around this policy and that we consult with the sector, we haven't landed on the final risk factors, which means that we can't determine exactly how much it will cost, but it will be in the millions.
And you expect this to be enough to ensure that not only do no schools lose any funding, but also these at-risk schools are going to get a boost?
That's correct. Obviously, we've got to land on the final factors, but what we have said is there will be a number of schools that will do significantly better in terms of funding. I think it's important to note that this isn't the only way that we help some of our most vulnerable children. We also have other investments. For instance, in Budget 2017, we announced an additional $34 million for those children with severe behavioural difficulties. We also announced more money for those children that have oral language and communication skills issues. So this is on top of other funding that we invest in our most vulnerable.
Okay, how do you measure at-risk children in this context?
Well, again, it's not so much at risk, it's at risk of not achieving. So again, we're working through what the final system could look like, but we've announced some draft factors that are based around research that we have in terms of what is the likelihood of a child being at risk of not achieving. This is much more sophisticated than just taking neighbourhood characteristics like the decile system. But the other thing that I just want to make the point about is a big part of this announcement as well is getting away from labelling schools in a discriminatory way, which is what the decile system has done in the past.
And, I mean, obviously you need other funding measures, because the decile system only represented 3% of the funding that schools receive. So do you think the changes to this and the targeting towards at-risk children is really going to address the problem, when it already represents such a small part of the funding to the education system?
Well, look, as I said before, the government has a much wider strategy around vulnerable children. Everything from the new agency, the Ministry for Vulnerable Children, to investments in behavioural services, to the 300,000 houses that we've insulated, to being the first government in office to raise core benefits, to investments in oral language and communication. We've got a pretty wide-reaching plan to support some of our most vulnerable, of which this is just one part.
So you wouldn't say that there's any plans for what people are calling for, which is a huge boost in overall funding to the education system?
Well, again, you know, we're in an election campaign, so parties will be announcing their policies throughout this period. But what I can say is, on past history, we've gone from $8 billion to $11.6 billion. So we've got a good track record of significantly increasing vote education.
Iridangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.